On this episode, a two-step process to last longer and transmute sexual energy. This is the Holistic Alpha Male Optimization Podcast, where we help you unleash your true power as a man. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. I'm Stephen Mathis. Thank you so much for listening. I am so grateful to be able to do what I do, and mostly to be able to connect with so many of you guys. I know because of the numbers that I've only spoken with a fraction of you guys who actually listen to the show, a very small fraction indeed, and yet I've been able to connect with a lot of you guys, and I'm super grateful for that. And even those of you guys who I've not connected with, I know there's a ton of you guys out there kicking ass and putting this stuff into action. And I know that because often I'll hear from somebody and they'll say something along the lines of, man, I've been listening to the show for a year and put this and this and this into action and gotten this result. And, you know, they're probably facing sort of a challenge along the way in the current step in the journey. But I know there's a ton of you guys out there listening to the show and putting stuff into action. So even if I have not spoken with you, I feel you energetically connected to the show, and I know that you're out there kicking ass. So continue to get after it. I very much appreciate it. Let's talk about a two-step process to last longer and transmute sexual energy. Now, these are basically the two things really that matter most when it comes to our sexuality within ourselves, right? Number one, can we last long enough so that we can create amazing experiences both in our solo sex and partner sex practice? And can we go beyond sex and can we transmute that energy into other things, into creativity, into enthusiasm and passion and power and drive and confidence and all of these other things? So those are the two parts. And depending on the part of the journey that you are on, one of those may be much more important to you, right? So if you haven't gotten a good handle around the lasting longer part, then for most of you guys, that's going to be a big and main concern, right? And for some of you guys, you kind of have that. Maybe you've been working on it for a while, maybe based on some stuff you heard on this show, and you've built up the ability to last longer. And now you're kind of more focused on moving that energy around your body, transmuting it directly into things like creativity to go out into, you know, the business world and all the rest of the aspects of your life. And this two-step process addresses both, right? And it's something that everybody can put into practice, and the nuance of how you put it into practice will kind of depend on where you are in the journey, but it's the same basic process for all of us. So let's go over this. So step number one, and thing number one to practice, and the part that really affects, they both affect lasting longer, but this part more directly, okay? And that is being able to continue to stimulate and to feel your arousal rising and to be at a higher arousal level while you're relaxed, while your mind is relaxed, while your body is relaxed, while your breath is relaxed, while your root muscle is relaxed. All of those things, they all need to be relaxed. And if they can all be relaxed while you're at a somewhat higher arousal level, and when I say somewhat higher, I just mean aroused, like let's call it a 6 or something, right? A 5 or a 6 or a 7 out of 10. When you can be at a moderate arousal level, and especially when you can continue to stimulate and stay in that relaxed state, biggest thing that's going to help you last longer by far. Because what happens when you can do that is the energy builds up in a very, very different way. When you lose relaxation in any of those pieces, your mind, your body, your breath, your root muscle. So if you have a Kegel squeeze that fires off, if you lose your breathing, if you get up in your head, whatever, if none of those, if any of those are not relaxed, then what happens is that energy starts to gather in a very sharp way. It like comes to a point, as it were, around your genital area, right? And it builds up very fast in this kind of sharp way. When you can keep everything relaxed, what it does is it kind of flows into the rest of your body and it builds up, but it builds up much, much, much more slowly. And you can work on that scale. Initially, it will build up a little more slowly. And then eventually you can get to where it won't really build up at all. And you can just maintain a certain arousal level and continue to stimulate and stay relaxed. And it's not going to continue to go up and up and up. Right? But when you can keep everything relaxed, mind, body, breath, root, muscle, when you can keep those things relaxed and you can continue to stimulate, that energy sort of diffuses. And yes, a little bit of it will build up in your groin area, but you'll feel it kind of build up in other areas as well. And it will build up in this more gradual way. Okay. So that's step number one. That alone, if you just practice that technique in your edging practice, again, the goal for most of the time when you're edging should really be to be in a state of relaxation where you're also in a state of arousal and staying relaxed, right? So that's part number one. Part number two is moving and transmuting energy. And then you're going to do these back to back, right? Ideally, when you practice these. So what you'll do is you'll stay relaxed for a while and you'll build up that energy and it will gradually build up and it will gradually build up. And then when you're ready, you're going to use the next technique we're going to talk about to bring that energy to a point and pull it up your body, up into the rest of your body. And it sounds kind of like woo-woo, pulling energy around. It's very, very real and realistic and practical. You just got to get some experience to be able to feel it. So if that sounds kind of like out there to like move energy around, it's just because you haven't experienced it yet. It's very real and you'll definitely, you will feel this if you stick with this journey, right? So step one is we're going to allow that energy to build up in this more diffused way, which is going to allow you to last a lot longer. And then as you're ready, you're going to, we're going to engage a Kegel squeeze, a root squeeze, and pull that energy back and up your spine, back to the base of your spine and up your spine. And really, when I say pull that energy, that Kegel squeeze is what initiates that. So you're going to imagine that being kind of like this pump where you're pumping the energy. It's like as you squeeze, you're sending it up your spine. So as you go throughout your edging practice, so of course you can put this into practice with your girlfriend or wife, but as you put this into practice with your edging, what I would suggest is this is basically the process you repeat. You are stimulating under in that relaxed state, practicing awareness. And by the way, for those of you guys who are new to the show, when I talk about edging, I'm always talking about without porn, always. 100% of the time, you guys know if you've listened for virtually any length of time that I absolutely know and believe that porn is insanely toxic. We want to get it out of our lives. I know many of you are on that journey, but just to make sure we're on the same page. So we're edging without porn. The process is basically spend most of the time in that relaxed state and maintaining that relaxed state and allowing the energy to kind of build up in this gradual way. And then shift to that pull and pulling it up. And what you want to do when you squeeze to pull that energy up is you want to start at lower arousal levels. Because if you go to too high of an arousal level and you try that pulling it up your spine part, it'll send you over the edge and you'll ejaculate. So you want to start at a lower kind of arousal level. So you get to maybe like a 5 or 6 or 7, depending on where you're at. And you stay in that relaxed state. You let that energy kind of build. And then you squeeze and pull it up. Maintaining, by the way, calm breathing. Maintaining a calm mind. Because if you lose control of your mind, you'll lose control of the energy. This is a nuanced thing. It's very, very real, but you need to pay attention in a close way in order to be able to connect with it. So maintaining a calm mind, calm breathing, very important. So if you do that at a somewhat lower arousal level, it has much less of a likelihood of taking you over the edge. And gradually, as you get used to this, you will be able to do that at a higher and higher and higher arousal level. And that's where you really, the higher you do it on the arousal level, the more intense the energy, the more you're going to move that into the rest of your body in a powerful way that feeds your energy, that feeds your creativity, right? But you need to work your way up there. If it's not something that you're already comfortable with, you don't want to try to do that at a 9.5 because it's just going to take you over the edge, right? So there may be some learning. Well, there will be some learning, but there may be some times when you accidentally go over the edge. It's part of the deal. Don't beat yourself up about it. If you're on the path of practicing semen retention and you're practicing edging and you're working on building this energy and you accidentally go over the edge, life goes on. You get back in your habits the next day and you keep moving forward. But if you practice these two things, staying in a state of relaxation while you're stimulating and maintaining that, and then moving the energy through a focused squeeze of your root muscle to pull the energy to the base of your spine, up your spine from there, those two things are really kind of the fundamentals. If better sex was basketball, that's like dribbling and shooting. Those are the two basics. There's a million nuanced things. There's very advanced levels of basketball and there's very basic levels. I coached my son in basketball for many years, including when he was very little, and that gets very comical at times. So it can look different ways, but the fundamentals are the fundamentals: dribbling, shooting. So whether you're earlier on in the journey or you're much more advanced and you're farther along in the journey, those are still really the two fundamentals. Can you last long enough? And can you transmute that energy and move that energy? So practice those two basics and refining it with where you are currently, and you will feel the benefits, I promise. So let me know, as always, if I can help you. Feel free to shoot me a text message, 801-742-1439, or you can look in the show notes for a link to my calendar and Instagram and Facebook and other ways to contact me. So sending you guys good vibes. Have an amazing rest of your evening or day, whenever you're listening to this. Thank you again for listening, and we'll talk to you soon.